bass kick with the volume loud, blasting in the empty basement. Still take my time, cause I would die if you replace me. Wait, see how I make it happen. 1 minute, have you laughing? The next one, have you spazzing? The next one, I'll be swerving. Just working, I ain't curbing. No concern with all the urban happenings. Yes, you got what I need. So happily, I'm back to you. That's why it seems so fast to you.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here.
Let's get it on. Sugar, let's get it on.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby.
Warning.
Come on. I won't let you down.
All right, I think it's enough of that. All right, you're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory. My name is Simon Welton, and this, coming up right away, is, as always, the White Noise Show at 11 p.m. on a Wednesday. And as always, you can keep up with us throughout the week at White Noise UBC, as our Twitter handle. Our Facebook page is the same. And there's always best of going, best of clips getting posted every week on our best of page, which is whitenoisecomedy.podbean.com. And remember, for our after show, which will, as always, follow this show, of course, you can send in your questions for me, anything about the show, and it's whitenoiseubc@gmail.com. Maybe you've got a question about what the hell we were on about. Maybe you've got a comment about it. Maybe you want to bring up a topic that we discuss in it. I don't know. If you've got a question, though, send it in. It always makes the after show that little bit more interesting. But otherwise, here it is, without further ado.
Warning, noise. The following programming contains adult subject matter and some strong language. It is a work of satirical fiction. All characters and advertisements are completely fabricated. Listener discretion is advised.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of White Noise. I'm your host, Richard Blackmore, and tonight's show is brought to you in part by the Male Prostitute Association. To be a member, you first have to be generous with your member. First up tonight, someone is in trouble.
How could you?
What?
I saw you with that woman.
Who?
That whore.
You have to be more specific, darling.
That blonde bimbo you were canoodling with in the park.
Oh, Cynthia, you mean.
So you admit it. You're having an affair behind my back.
No, I'm not having an affair behind your back.
You had your hand down her top, you lying piece of shit.
Pauline, listen. I am not having an affair with Cynthia. She's my wife. I'm having an affair with you, silly.
As my granddad once told me, if you're having trouble with your wife, don't have an affair, lads, because then you just got two women moaning at you. Next up tonight, women are talking.
Hello, Betty. How are you?
Oh, the usual. Dying.
Aren't we all?
I'm not dying.
Yes, you are, Janice.
No, this is my natural hair color.
Dying, Janice. Ceasing to exist. Expiring.
Expiring? I'm not a yogurt.
Well, we all look like we've curdled a bit.
It's true. My skin used to be perfect. Now it's so wrinkly I make pugs, Randy.
I know what you mean. I've smeared more cream into mine than Chris Christie puts on a bagel.
You see, that's why you're lucky, Dorothy. You've always been ugly.
Hey!
No, I mean it. Your David will never be disappointed. My husband hasn't looked at me since the Berlin Wall fell.
Perhaps he may be able to still look at me. But unfortunately, he's gone so fat that I can't see the part of him I used to enjoy.
That's a shame.
It is. I used to love licking his knees. They were like Pierce Brosnan's.
So is there anything particularly wrong with you today, Betty?
Not really. Still have a bad leg, dodgy hip, duff elbow, and a squeaky neck.
Oh, you have to be careful with the squeaky neck. My Gerald had a squeaky neck, then one day, bam, dead.
Of squeaky neck?
No. Hit by a car, but it was getting squeakier. Do you girls think there's an afterlife?
No, that would be too easy. If life teaches you anything, it's that you won't get what you really want.
There has to be something. Otherwise, what's the point?
Why must there be a point?
Because. Why bother otherwise?
Because this is your one chance to enjoy consciousness. The one chance to do whatever you want. And, if you're smart, have as much sex as possible. It's the one vice that isn't fatal.
And that's why you spent 40 years as a trophy wife?
Well, we can't all be explorers and scholars, and I did get to see the inside of a hell of a lot of five-star resorts.
Oh, I wish I got to see some five-star resorts. The only five stars I've ever had was that Lynyrd Skynyrd orgy.
Well, I know there's a heaven. I saw it in a vision.
When?
I was 15 years old. I was staying over at your parents' house, Janice, when a man with a white beard spoke to me and told me he was God, and that one day I would be accepted into the kingdom of heaven.
Did this guy have on a white robe and sandals?
Yeah, just like in the movies.
That was Granddad.
I did wonder why God tried to feel me up.
Death looms above us all, so it's best not to look up. Next up tonight, Carl and Neil are back. All right, Carl, I've got an idea.
Go on, then.
We steal some gas.
What are we going to do with farts?
Nah, petrol.
Oh, why did you say that? We're not in America.
Sorry, I was watching a lot of Friends reruns last night.
Repeats, you mean?
Oh, shut your face.
That's better.
Okay. So put one end of the tube in the car's fuel tank.
Okay, done.
Now suck on the other end.
What? No way, you do it.
I can't. I'm allergic.
Oh, give it here.
Now quick, put the other end in the jerry can.
Oh my God. That tastes like Sambuca. Oh, yuck. Oh, I need a cigarette.
Oh, don't blame you. Wait, don't light her.
Ow.
Oh dear. Unlucky lads. Just be glad healthcare is free in England. Next up tonight, Mario is trying to save the princess.
Hello, princessa, where are you? I killed the spiky bastard, all for you. Oh, hello, Toad. Where is the princessa?
Well, sorry I have to break it to you, but she's been taken to another castle.
What? Again? This happened at the last seven castles I went to. You've got to be kidding me.
I'm so sorry. You just keep missing her.
Do you realize how many times I've fallen in the lava? How many times I've stamped to death the Goombas and threw the Koopas to their death?
I know. It must have been really tough.
Tough? I haven't slept in weeks. If I turn off, I have to start again. How fucked up is that?
I'm sure that's something they will fix eventually.
Forget it. I'm going home.
What about the princess?
She can save her own skin. This is 2015, for God's sake.
sympathize with Mario. I've been meaning to save my girlfriend from that dragon for ages. But there's always something good on telly. Next up tonight, men are on the prowl.
Hey, baby. Let me buy you a drink.
Okay, sure.
Two double whiskies, my good man. And what would you like?
Just a lager, please.
A lager for the lady, my good man.
That's a woman.
Well, if she doesn't wear any makeup, what does she expect? So, what do you do?
I'm a student.
Let me guess. Human kinetics?
No.
Drama?
No.
Psych?
No.
Well, those are all the hot girl subjects. What then?
Engineering.
No! Get out!
Yeah? You got a problem with that?
Oh, no, no. Each to their own. It's just a lifestyle choice I don't agree with.
Oh, yeah? What do you do?
Well, my job is merely to support my real passion.
And what's your real passion?
I am a prestige level 10.
A what?
Black Ops!
You're a soldier?
Oh, yes. Online, of course. I also hold the touchdown record on my copy of Madden 15.
You mean in a game?
Yes, but I'm talking legendary mode. No amateurs here. I wear gloves to play.
Well, here's my hidden talent. See ya.
But you haven't given me your number yet. Come on, I completed Bloodborne in 2 days.
Did you say Bloodborne in 2 days?
Yeah, that's right. No walkthroughs. No forums.
That's hot.
I play to 100% completion every time. Every item, every unlockable, every last inch of the map. I've won the Super Bowl. The Stanley Cup. The Heisman Trophy. The Champions League. And even the Masters.
Take me here.
And who said playing video games was a waste of time? Well, everybody, actually. Next up tonight, hamsters are in cahoots.
How are you doing, Rhonda? Oh, take that stuff out of your cheeks before talking.
Sorry, just a bad habit I picked off my mom.
So, how's life?
Well, you know, the usual. I ran on the wheel for a good 2 hours, moved my sawdust from here to there, took a shit, ran a bit more on the wheel, peed. How about you?
Well, I'm planning my escape.
Again? How many times will this be?
34, but I'm getting real close. I nearly got to the hallway last time.
What stopped you?
The door.
Ouch.
I knew there's something I've forgotten. Well, this time, let's try it together.
But I have so much running left to do on the wheel, Liam. I really don't have time.
Oh, please! If the two of us try, she can't catch us both.
Why can't you wait till we have more children and use one of them as a distraction?
Because you always eat them before they're fully grown.
Oh, here she comes now.
Please, distract her. Do it for me.
Fine.
Dinner time, Fluffy and Huffy.
It's Liam, you dick.
You're not going to escape this time, Huffy. Mommy was so sad when she nearly lost you last time.
Oh, shut up! You need to keep her so you can show off to that girl with the gerbil!
Stand back, Huffy, while I open the cage.
Now, Rhonda!
Oh, dear! Look at me! I feel faint!
What is that? She can't understand you!
What then?
Make her run for it!
But I'm saving myself for the wheel!
Fine! Screw it! Charge!
No, Huffy! Ah! He bit me! Naughty boy. Huffy? Huffy? Are you okay, Huffy?
Oh my god! She killed him!
Huffy?
It's Liam, you bitch.
Unlucky, Liam. Escape is futile, but taking advantage of your surroundings can be fertile. Next up tonight, a man needs to make a purchase.
Hi there. Welcome to 11-7. How can I help?
Hi. Can I have 2 packs of extra small condoms, 1 bottle of lube for him. Yeah. That magazine on the top shelf there.
You mean Reader's Wives?
No, the next one over. Reader's Husbands. Yeah. And oh, I'll also take a bottle of that hemorrhoid cream and a packet of anal beads, please.
Anything else?
Yeah. Actually, do you guys have batteries?
What kind?
I think AAA, I think.
Aren't they the smaller ones?
Well, if you're going to be a dick about it, just forget it. I mean, it's too embarrassing as it is.
Embarrassment is a cultural and geographical thing. I mean, my flabby exterior is rather impressive in countries where people are starving. Next up tonight, Elvis and Dolly are back.
Good evening, Elvis and Dolly. Your next mission is to free 25 girls of school age held captive by the Boko Haram in Nigeria's north.
Boko Haram what?
Boko Haram. They're basically the African ISIS, but less scary to Americans.
Boko Haram? Sounds like a card game my mama would play.
Here are some images of the atrocities they've caused.
Oh, dear God. Mama never did anything like that.
Yes, they're a violent and dangerous group. Hence the necessity to rescue these hostages safely and quietly.
Then why did you pick Elvis to do this?
Well, African hostages don't really get a high priority status at the Pentagon, to be honest.
You don't say.
You'll approach the target in an unmarked jeep at 1100 hours. We must act fast. Go prepare now.
Time to kick some terrorist ass, sugar.
I'm gonna need my desert jumpsuit. Goddamn, a lot of sand.
Yep, welcome to the desert, darling.
Are we nearly there yet?
Are people shooting at us?
Nope.
Then we are not quite there yet. Trust me, we won't be able to sneak into this one.
Ah, I think I see something up ahead.
Yep, here comes trouble. Jesus!
Sorry, my finger slipped.
Aim it at them!
Alright, eat my lead, boss!
That was lucky.
You'd be surprised how many people don't follow proper propane storage safety.
See the big guy sitting in the throne with the sunglasses?
The one that looks like an angry Ray Charles?
Yep. He's got the keys to that cage holding the girls. According to intel, he never lets it get out of his sight. We need to get him alone and steal it.
So what's the plan?
Every human in the world has the same weakness. He's got to defecate sometime.
Those times can be pretty far apart, though, trust me.
Well, he has considerably less access to deep-fried squirrel burgers than you do, so I'm not too worried. Yep, there he goes now, straight for the outhouse. He's coming this way.
It's definitely a number two. He's got a newspaper.
Okay, he's in. Leave this to me.
Ah! Can the man poop in peace?
Got it. Here you go.
Did you wash your hands?
No.
Nah, you hold it.
Hi, girls. We've come to save your cute little innocent butts.
Thank you, large-breasted woman.
No, call me Dolly.
Thank you, Dolly, and...
Well, you know my name.
No.
Oh, come on. Look at the suit. Look at my suit. Have a guess. Who's cold and sparkly?
Brian.
Brian? Brian? Do I look like a Brian? I'm wearing a gold cape, goddammit!
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to offend you, sir.
It's fine. Whatever. You're not my target demographic. I get that.
Quit your pouting, Elvis. We gotta get these girls out of here, and there are 20 guards standing out there.
Oh, shut up. Wait here. Nobody drink from my flask. It's mainly scotch. Hey, assholes! Ella sucks! Alright, let's go home.
Good job, Elvis and Dolly. More from them next week. Next up tonight, parents are laying down the law.
Son, you're 18. It's time you started paying rent.
Oh, I get it. So this was your plan all along. Give birth to me, keep me alive for 18 years, and then bam! Got yourself a free money machine. Rent checks till death now, is it?
Only till you move out, son.
My own mother has betrayed me for 30 pieces of silver.
It will be $400 a month, actually.
400? 400? Where do you even get that sort of math? Did you just add up the cost of everything awesome?
That's a low estimate of how much you cost us, and we think it's fair.
We do, honey.
Fair? Fair?
The treat in Versailles was fair compared to this. This is highway robbery. Let me get my computer. Let me just have a look how much a place near here would cost me to rent each month. Nothing fancy. Simple one bedroom with amenities. And our survey says... Yeah, 400 sounds great, Dad. Thanks very much.
Moving out is worth it. And going home for dinner once a week is shrewd economics. That last piece was brought to you by Rugby, helping men take out their frustrations on other men since 1823. That's the end of our show. Join us again for more White Noise.
White Noise was written and directed by Simon Welton, starring the voice talents of Connor Neckleput, Sierra Wiley, Caitlin Docking, Ashley Fallis, Dor Tabby, Dottie Davis, and Simon Welton. Music and sound effects by Max Cheers.
There you go. That was the White Noise Show. I hope you enjoyed that. My name is Simon Welton. You're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver from UBC. So coming up right away is, of course, the White Noise After Show, where we're going to play a mixture of music. And we'll answer any questions you have about the show, anything you just heard, or any questions about what we do here at White Noise. And remember, it's whitenoiseubc@gmail.com for all your questions. Please send them in. And we'll answer a couple of those, and we'll play some cracking tunes. First up tonight, we're going to play a bit of Teen Days, who we've been enjoying here. So I hope you enjoy this. This is from... it's called Morning World as well, and this is called Morning World, so...
Vancouver International Film Festival will once again welcome some of the world's finest films to one of the most beautiful cities on the planet. From September 24th to October 9th, the 34th annual VIFF will present over 300 films from 70 countries to 9 Vancouver screens. Visit the Vancouver International Film Festival online at viff.org. Everything changed.
Everything changed. Yeah, definitely check out the Vancouver International Film Festival right now if you get an opportunity. I mean, you can't say there's nothing to do in town because there's lots to do, especially up until the 9th. So, yeah, go check them out. That song I felt was quite mellow. So I want to bring you back up again with a bit more of an exciting tune. So this one actually is from an English band called The Foals. Last time they were in town, they played a show at the Commodore and they were cracking. I'm sure they'll be back for this new album. And so definitely go check them out if you can when they're here live. But if you haven't heard it before, get excited for this. This is the brand new album from Foals. It's called What Went Down, and this is actually the title track, but it's a kick-ass track, so we're going to play it. All right.
I give it away. anger fell away. There I sat thinking I was so on the Wotan colony.
Thunder lies come.
All right, there you go. That was No Aloha with No Problemo. Yeah, it's pretty damn catchy, I'm sure you'll agree. Before that was Catholic Girls with Berlin. We had Fountain with Egg Island. And right back there before, just after the Falls, we had Mauno with Champs. So I do actually have a question now in from Anna in Vancouver. And she asks, where do you guys come up with your ideas for the show? Well, Anna, what we do, or rather what I do, is I sit down on a Monday morning, usually, because we record on Monday evenings, and I just pull things out of my ass, and that's about it. All right, coming up next is OK Jazz with Julius.
Dabba dabba do, it's your boy Big Snoop Dogg, and you're watching Narwhal's Video Vault.
Hey yo, come check out Narwhal's Video Vault. On Friday, October 2nd, make sure you catch the one and only Narwhal the Human Survey at CATR, located at the lower level of the new sub at UBC, where he will be talking and playing a variety of his famous interviews, ranging from Kurt Cobain to Wu-Tang Clan, all the way to Kendrick Lamar and Jay-Z. This event will be free and open to the public beginning at 12 p.m. on Friday, October 2nd.
Well, thanks so much, Wu-Tang Clan. Keep on rocking in the free world and do-do-do-do-do.
Do-do.
Inside her spine tonight.
six, seven, eight. Well, I never meant to be the greatest. I only ever want to be your baby. Life is perfect in your heart. Don't ever let me go. Go anywhere. Should I stay? Stay away. I know you've been out there trying to.
Lovely. That was Alabama Shakes with The Greatest. Yeah, that was fun, that one. So we've got just enough time for one or two more tracks before we end. So the next one I'm going to play is actually from an artist who was just in Vancouver he's called Paul Weller, but he used to be in The Jam, which were a big band in the mod scene. Very important to that era, but kind of forgotten, at least in Canada, in the last 20 years, though he's still got a huge rep in England. Having said that, he played a sold-out show here, which probably just means a lot of British people went. But anyway, this is The Jam, and this is Going Underground. I hope you enjoy.
So happy, I can see that same thing's happening here today. A show of strength with your boys' brigade. And I'm so happy and you're so fine. You want more money, of course, I don't mind. My nuclear tax was for atomic wines. And the public gets what the public wants.
some pleasure to hate me. I've enough already on my plate. People might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging between the facts. You see, here's what you get. You've made your bed, you better lie in it. It's usually the place you trust. The lies will shut down and their promises bust. Busy killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up, the society wants. I'm going underground.
There you go. That was The Jam with Going Underground. And I must now go underground. That is the end of our show. We'll be back next week with another half hour of sketch comedy. I'm really excited for next week's. You know, it's all the things you'd expect and much, much more. I hope you do join us. Otherwise, have a lovely week and we'll speak to you soon. I'm going to leave you now with a bit of Sleater-Kinney. Sleater-Kinney? Sleater-Kinney, yeah. And this is Cities to Love.